Shakespeare on the Rocks is closing its 28th season with Romeo y Julieta, the bilingual adaptation of the Bard's immortal love story. This year's production is set in the 19th century along the U.S.-Mexico border. Romeo y Julieta will be performed on Friday and Saturday, November 18th and 19th at the Chamizal Memorial Theater. Here to talk about it are producer David Mills and actors Sherry Lowell Lewis and Jonathan Cantrell. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
So, David, 28 years you've been doing this.
Indeed, yes. I started out as an actor in the festival, and then I became producer after about year four, and I've been producing it ever since.
And can you tell us, I mean, with 28 years, I can only imagine that each year is different, but do you have any anecdotes or kind of a little bit of a timeline of as to the evolution of the series?
Well, the festival has been kind of like a gypsy in that we started at McKellicken Canyon Amphitheater, and we were there until 2003. And, of course, that's a beautiful outdoor setting against a backdrop of mountains. It's a 1,500-seat theater, so it's a very large venue. And there was a big issue about actors projecting in order to fill the space. Then when we moved from there, we moved for 1 year only to the Scottish Rite downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a very different kind of a venue because it's indoors, it's much smaller, a very small stage. Then we moved to the Isleta Fine Arts Amphitheater on Alameda Street in Malheur Valley, and we were there for about 8 years. And then we were, again, outdoors with the rain and the mosquitoes and the added attraction of we were close to the trains.
Oh, right, the
so,
train.
So, yes, that was always a special addition. Then in 2010, we moved to the Chamizal, and we've been there ever since. And we're very happy to be there. It's a nice indoor theater. It's a nice size, good sight lines, a very good tech and sound crew, and we're thrilled to be there. But given our gypsy past, who knows where we'll be in 2017.
But how appropriate that you're doing Romeo y Julieta set on the border, and you're literally on the border there at the Chamizal National Memorial. I don't think that was by design, is that, or was it?
Well, they actually invited us back in 2010 to come and do part of our season there. So this was, our move there was in response to an invitation, and then it kind of became a more permanent thing. It's not permanent. I mean, it's still year to year, but it's a very nice,
like a good home.
Yeah, it does.
Sherry, you've been with the company for a while doing Shakespeare on the Rock?
Not terribly long, no. This is kind of the second and a half time I've done it.
You're in it.
The first time was as part of a grant from PBS, and so we performed it first in Juarez at UACJ, the university, one of the universities over there, and that was filmed and shown on PBS later on, part of a special grant. And then we went ahead and performed it as well several places on this side of the border. And then we reprised it, so I'm back again.
Well, have you always played your part? And tell us about your part.
I play the part of La Nodriza. She is one of a few bilingual characters in the play. She speaks Spanish to the Capulets, and she speaks English to the Montagues when she gets a chance to speak to them, which is almost entirely to Romeo. It's about the only one she
speaks
to.
You're the go-between.
Uh-huh. Yeah, to the romance.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever play a game of bilingual telephone there? Does the message get twisted here and there?
People have asked me, how difficult is it to learn lines? When we do performances around town at the schools, they often ask that question. How hard was it for you to learn the lines? Well, I have to tell you, Shakespeare wrote an iambic pentameter, and It turns out that makes it easier to learn. We go to a Spanish translation, and it is merely a translation.
Right.
It aims towards poetry, but it doesn't have the same rhythm. And so learning the lines in Spanish can be really, really treacherous and extremely difficult.
How do you stay on rhythm?
There is
no rhythm.
Just talk.
just
get the lines out,
lines.
Woman.
Now, Jonathan, you've been Romeo in the past.
Yes, but a number of times.
And you've decided to change roles to Mercutio.
I got kind of tired of playing the same role. I did like playing Romeo for the times that I did, but after a time it gets kind of repetitive, and
right.
You just want to try something else, be a different character. I have in the past been two different characters. I was Friar Lawrence 1 year, and then I was also Friar John my first year at Shakespeare, so...
You got all the Shakespeare down.
Yeah.
Do you have any parts in Spanish?
No.
It's all
I only speak English. I'm monolingual, so
gringo.
Gringo.
Nothing wrong with that. So will you tell us about the premise of the story? I mean, it's obviously Romeo and Juliet, but there's an obvious change here.
Well, the idea was in part to respond to the mission of the Chamisal National Memorial, which is to celebrate the peaceful settlement of a border dispute. And as part of that mission, they focus on the bilingual, bicultural, binational character of our community. So we thought that by setting the play on the U.S. border in the 19th century, it was far enough in the past that you could kind of, it's not Renaissance, obviously, but it sort of had an old flavor to it. And at the same time, by being on the border, it was still contemporary for us because those issues that existed in the 19th century between the U.S. and Mexico are still very relevant today, mm-hmm. primarily a clash of culture and, as expressed in this case, in the clash of language. Right. So that was our reason for doing it. When we did it last year, because this is the third time we've done it as part of the season. Last year it was set back in the Renaissance in a traditional time, but it was still done with the Spanish English. So I guess you could argue we did it in Spain or it would be kind of hard to place it geographically back then.
Unless Don Juan de Oñate brought it on. Yeah.
Let's see. He was here in 1598, so possibly. So now we're about 150 years ago, right here in the Southwest.
And what does that do for your costuming and kind of your set and everybody involved?
Well, it changes the costuming considerably because whereas in the past it was in traditional Renaissance, now we're doing, a 19th century. I mean, the women still wear long dresses, but it's a different style. And the men wear short jackets and pants, and there's a lot of sword play. So it's a bit of a challenge for the customer, let's put it that way, because we don't have anything in our inventory. So she's having to pick and choose carefully and build some new costumes as well.
Make it work.
Right.
So, Sherry, which version do you like the most since you've been in both?
I really like the idea of putting it here on the border. I also appreciate the mission of Chamisal. And so for me, the biculturality as well as the bilinguality have a greater significance and I think a greater impact for our audiences locally. They can really sort of relate to the story better.
I mean, it's kind of a full immersion. I mean, I know it's, 100 years ago, but it's a full immersion because you're there. And if you put yourself physically there, it's kind
of like
neat.
You're there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. What does that do for you, Jonathan? I mean, have you played it only in the Chamisal or have you done the different settings as well?
I've played it in the Chamisal and then I also did it in the Isleta Amphitheater when we did it there.
And what's been your experience?
It's actually been a pretty good experience. I've enjoyed being in Shakespeare a whole lot. And I would say the only things that change is just, I guess, the atmosphere and the different set pieces we've been able to use in the different mm-hmm. locations. But overall, it's been a pretty good experience.
And what is it about Shakespeare that you like to perform it so much? Because you've had several parts. But what is it about Shakespeare for you?
I started in 2010. It was my first year with Shakespeare, and I kind of like the elegance of Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. A lot of more contemporary theater doesn't have the kind of language that Shakespeare had in his plays. So,
I started off, like most Americans, thinking there was something wrong with this Shakespeare guy with all the these and the thous and the what fors. And so I didn't have much interest. A sophomore year in high school, we read Othello and Romeo and Juliet. And that happens to be, I'll age myself now, the year that Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet was out in theaters and we went to see it. And I was so impressed with the beauty with which Zeffirelli filmed it. Mm-hmm. That I got interested. And then I said, well, if anybody can teach me to like Shakespeare, it was my English teacher in college, Thomas Kleinfelter. And sure enough, that did it for me.
Because there's something about it. You're right. You start sophomore English. Everybody has to read Shakespeare. And reading it is one thing. But then you see it. And I'll tell you for me, Hector Serrano was one of my teachers at community college. And, extra credit. Every student loves extra credit. He said, go to Shakespeare on the Rocks, let me know that you went, and, you'll get a little extra notch. And that changed it, because then you could see it. The story came together, and it's a story that's relatable. It just happens to be done in beautiful language, which there's nothing wrong with that. But reading it and seeing it, it's two different worlds. And I mean, it was written so that you could see it performed.
Yeah, Shakespeare was very much written to be read. I never sat and read Shakespeare. I always read it out loud, even to myself in my room alone, whatever. Mm-hmm. I never just sat there and read it silently. I always read it out loud so I could even hear the sounds coming back into my head as I read it. The impact is so much more fruitful.
Somebody should tell sophomore teachers, just take them to the play. You'll have more success that
way.
Yes,
we'd love to have them all come to our production.
So speaking of your production, remind us, it's happening next weekend. How do we get tickets? What's the plan?
Well, tickets are available online at our website, shakespeareontherocks.com. You have to have a PayPal account. Or you can buy them there at the door starting 1 hour prior to the performance. So the box office opens at 6. The performances are at 7 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, and it's general admission, and we have plenty of seats available, so we hope to welcome a lot of you listeners out there.
So the earlier the better is the message.
Yeah, I mean, if you get there by 6:15, that should be good.
Very well. Well, thank you all so much for coming. Congratulations on the conclusion of another season of Shakespeare on the Rocks.
Thank you.
Vengan a vernos para gozar en dos idiomas.
I love it. Today, my guests have been producer David Mills, actor Sherry Lowell Lewis, and Jonathan Contrell. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you,
my pleasure.